We are learning Mesechtes Bo Metzia Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Rava, Gavi Gezel Ksiv, when it comes to Gezel, here's another thing of Chaimish that we didn't talk about. There's actually a Mishnah later on that says Chamisha Chaimishimain, and it's more than five. It's more than five Chaimishim. So another case of Chaimish in the Torah is by Gezel. Gezel is someone stole something, and then the owner comes to the ganav and says, "You stole something." He says, "I did not steal something," and he makes a shvur that he didn't steal something. And then he decides to be maida. He has to give back now a keren v'chaimish. That's the halacha. Dafka by a shvur, he has to pay back keren v'chaimish. Here's obviously not a case of kefil because he's been maida himself. So it's not a shal of kefil. It's pays keren v'chaimish and a carbon. Omer Rava, Gavi Gezel Ksiv. The pasuk says, "V'chamish oy mekashi yeshav alav l'shekav shilum oisay b'roishay v'chamish yisav Yosef alav l'asher uloy yitneru b'yem hashmasay." But Tanan, but Nosan is a Karen. Let's say you paid up the Karen to the guy you stole from the owner. But the Chaimish, you said, by the way, I paid you the Chaimish already. I paid it already. And he swore. And now he wants to be made on that. He's made of Chaimish ala Chaimish. Because that becomes the Karen now. That becomes the principle. And you denied that. And now you swore on that. So you pay a Chaimish on the Chaimish. This could keep on going. You keep on being denying the chaimish until it goes less than shalav bruta, and you pay for the chiddush is you pay keren v'chaimish on the chaimish itself. That's by gezel. Gavi truma ksiv, and there we know drasha because from chamishi sov, which is we darsh, it means a lot of chamishis. That's the drasha. Gavi truma ksiv, ish ki yoichal kodesh v'shkogah. Someone eats kodesh v'shkogah, eats truma v'shayig. It says in the pasuk there, v'yosav chamishosoy. Allah. Don't say Chamishisav, but it says Vi Yosav. Remember that Vav. Vi Yosav Chamishisai Allah, Vinosal Kayin as a Kaidish. So it says that there you also add a Chamish, Vatanan, Oichel Truma Meshaygeg, Meshalam Kerem Chamish. So it means you give him pay rice that can become Truma, and does become Truma, a Kerem Chamish. And Allah is Echad Oichel, someone who eats Truma. Anyone who destroys it in a constructive way has to pay. Echad ha'oichle eats it, echad ha'shoyse drinks it, echad ha'soch v'shmirs it. And the truth is, I'm saying it that way, it's not true. It has to be all b'chlal ha'achila. All b'chlal ha'achila. If you burn it as fuel, you won't be paying karem v'chemish. Only if it's all, if you eat it. Now, shasi is b'chlal ha'achila, and soch, shmearing also, is b'chlal ha'achila, like Rashi brings down. The pasuk says, v'tovoy kamayim, that we see that shmearing is like mayim. It gets absorbed in the, yeah, that could be the lumdus in it, but the memory is the pasuk, yeah, it's absorbed in the body, that's like a shtia. Or, it says, echa truma tahir, echa truma tmeya. So if you eat truma tahir, if you eat truma tmeya, even though it's isit asti truma tmeya, you still pay, mashalim, chaimshu, you pay a chaimsh. And you also pay, vechaimshu the chaimshu. It means, if now someone goes ahead and eats that chaimish, he also pays the chaimshu and that chaimish. So again, we find now not only by gzela, by truma as well, we find you pay a chaimish on a chaimish.
Doesn't the original chaimish become absorbed into the principle?
So it's pasha, you're saying? No.
What I'm trying to say is, here he's trying to say chaimish on the chaimish.
Right.
I'm trying to say there's a chaimish on the complete principle. The original
chaimish. No, we didn't eat the whole thing. No, we didn't eat the whole thing. Let's say it's kept it separate. They said, you know, this is for the Karen, this is for the chaimish. You want to know how we know, right? That's the how we know. Okay, so it's kept it separate, let's say. I said, this is for that, and this is for this, and that would be the case. Now, what about Gabi Meiser? We look at Meiser, loy michtav ksiv, loy mista tana. First of all, it's not a pasuk. Second of all, it's not a brisa. Veloy boyo bailon, it's not even a shaila. Now, what would be the case of a chaimish to chaimish by meiser sheni? What would be the case there? There, the shaila would be if there it says chamishis yosef alav. So there, let's say you chazav achilal as a chaimish arishon. You want to mechalal again. Sometimes we have before you want to switch from different coins to other coins. Every time you mechalal, you have to add a chaimish. Every time you do that, you have to add a chaimish. So here, you had here a selah plus a chaimish of Maisa Sheini. And I saw that chaimish, I want to be paid it again. Do I have to take a chaimish on the chaimish? That's the shayla. He says, no, it's not a mepasik, and it's not a brisa, and it's not even a shayla. Now, why not? Because the lashon by Maiser is Yosef alav. Then go yigal ish Maiseroi, chamishisoi, Yosef alav. It doesn't say chamishosav, and it doesn't say vi Yosef. The Lashon V'yasa, Rashi explains, is mashma extra chayim shev'yasa. By Truma, even though it doesn't say chamishi sav, it says v'yasaf. And the Gemara's elaborate on this. But that's the difference. That's why it says lo michtav ksivi. Rashi says lo michtav ksivi means there's no mashmayas there. And Rashi, in the Dir Maskel, bayi alone, Rashi says, lo eshchom remes v'kra, k'de eshchom v'truma, remes porta. Give me a little, come on. By Truma, a little remes v'yasaf. By Meiser, it doesn't say v'yasaf, it's plain yasaf. There's no mashmayas there at all. And therefore, by Meiser, there's no shaila of chaymish, of doing chil on a chaymish, extra chaymish on a chaymish. Gabi hektish, ksiv, v'imma makdish yigal ois es beisai, v'yasaf chamishis kesav erkecha. There it says v'yasaf, we'll see, keep that in mind. But it says chamishis, not chamishisai. It says chamishis, yos kesav erkecha. But now we learned, ha'poide es hektish, someone redeems his hektish, moisif chamish, he adds a chamish. Chumsha tanan, chumsha the chumsh loitanan. But don't say, a chamish, the chamish. My, Gavi Truma ksiv, so what's a shayla? Mark explains a shayla, elaborates on a shayla. Why is hektish a shayla more, for example, than a maisa sheni? My, Gavi Truma ksiv, v'yosaf, it says v'yosaf reva. Gavi hektish nam yak ksiv v'yosaf. And we just said before that v'yosaf has mashmoyis, chamishis harbe. So that's why, maybe, it could be like Truma. Truma we have a first, you can do chamishis harbe. Oy dilma, that the extra vav works in a different oifen. Oy dilma, Gavi Truma ksiv, v'yosaf, it says vav. You add that vav to the word chamishisai, havli chamishisav. So there, it doesn't work with the extra v'yosaf means smash malat. We take that vav, it's called gairinu masifin. We take that vav and we add it to the word chamishisai. Now it sounds like chamishisav. And therefore, there's a bunch of chamishis there. Gabi hektish ksiv v'yosaf chamishis. So it has the extra word vav, it has the extra vav, but it doesn't say chamishisai, it's a chamishis. So afikav dechishakas le'levav deviyasav v'shadus le'al chamishis. You put on the word chamishis, soif soif, have le'chamishisai. And that's all it is, you don't have chamishis harbet. So Gemara the Shaila, hektish, do you have extra chamishis or not? What's the Shaila? Extra chamish. The Shaila, it says they were extra vav. So what's pshat by truma? Why we know it's a mishnah that you pay chaimish and chaimish. What's the reason? Is it because v'yasa was mashva chaimish and not chaimish? Then you have by hekesh also, or the vav works out to gerim masifin. You add the word vav to chamishisoy already and turns to chamishisav, which is mashma a lot. But by here by hekesh is chamishis, so it doesn't help you. The extra makes chamishisoy. So maybe you want to ask, put the vav in the middle somewhere, chamishisoy, whatever. That's Rashi. Rashi says gerim masifim is only the cloud. Gerim masifim, only beginning of a word or end of a word. He says you find the yuma, you have beglokach madama par dam meha par yekablenu. You always take the word, put a beginning with the end. You don't put the word extra letter in the middle. That you don't do. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So the question is, by a hektish, do you have a chaimish on the chaimish? Which means, if I want to be mechal, I want to redeem the chaimish, could I redeem that? Do I have to add a chaimish to that? So, in fact, tomorrow, typically, the lehekta sheni. Stamazoy, lechayr alach is that when you have something that's hektish. I made this. I said raise the hektish. I said that's raise the hektish, and then I transfer this onto this. The alach is when I point the second thing, I don't have to give a chaimish. I don't give a chaimish anymore because it's called hektish sheni. Only the original hektish needs chaimish, not the hektish sheni. So, tomorrow now is assuming the chaimish is like hektish sheni. It's not the original hektish. It's a hektish sheni. But typically, I have a hektish sheni. Baruch Mishum Alevi, a hektish rishon moisif chaimish. A hektish sheni moisif chaimish. Omer a popular ravina, hachi amar rava, chaimish ketchilas hektish damihi. Chaimish is like tchilas hektish, which means that this chaimish, it's the first time it's becoming hektish. This chaimish, it's not coming from something else. It's a tax on something else. But the first time this thing is becoming hektish, so that doesn't have of hektish sheni. So back to the shayla, is there a din chaimish on a chaimish? No, if it becomes incorporated, then it would be called hektish sheni. If it became incorporated, it'd be hektish sheni because this is the original hektish. I transfer this onto money, so the money is hektish sheni. So now the money doesn't have chayv another chaimish. We're saying that, but the chaimish could be chayv another chaimish. Why? Because the chaimish is considered separate, and for the chaimish, it's the first time it's being hektish. That's the Gemara saying. Saying chaimish kills hektish on me. So I have a loss. What's the answer to the original shaila? Does chaimish the hektish? Does chaimish have a chaimish? The question it was: how do you darshan v'yasaf with ger and masifin or the extra v'yasaf or v'yasaf means extra? Omer Rav Tavi Mishvei Da Abaya Omer Kra v'yasaf chaimishes kesef erkecha. And we make a hekesh. Makesh chaimish le kesef. It says chaimishes kesef erkecha. Just like the kesef of the value of the hektesh, you add a chaimish. Af kesef chaimishai, af chaimishai also, to say, nami moisef chaimish, moisef chaimish. That's lemaisa. We are moisef chaimish because of this hektesh, a third reason now, that we're moisef maisa, a chaimish, and a chaimish, even by hektesh. Guf am Rabbi Shua Bar Levi. Al hektesh rishon moisef chaimish, al haba hektesh sheni moisef chaimish. On the hektesh sheni, which means in the second generation hektesh already, we don't not moisef chaimish. Om Rav Ospshat, my time Rabbi Shua Bar Levi. Om Akra, the pasuk says, "B'ma makdish yigal aspeisai." It's the makdish who's megal, who's being redeeming his bias. Ha makdish loya matvis. Matvis means that you've been matvis, that you made the money into hektesh now from the bias. Now that matvis wants to be paid to that money. There's no din chaimish, only din the makdish, not a matvis. That's the drasha. Tani tana kamei Rabbi Eliezer loza. The pasuk says that if you take a behemoth tameya and you makdish it, now that obviously is not going to be a end user of hektesh, because the hektesh has no use for behemoth tameya. So therefore, that hektesh, you can make hektesh. You go over to a behemoth tameya, yeah?
Oh,
tameya.
I mean a chazer.
Chazer or anything. Behemoth, you go say, haray ze hektesh. So hektesh ain't going to use that. They can't use it for binyan, they can't use it for anything. So what they do is, what? They redeem it. It's made to redeem. So the pasuk says, Vim behemoth tameya father by a karcha, v'yosef chemish yisraelah, v'im lo yigal, v'nim ke barakacha, it's sold. That's the halacha. This is a behemoth tameya, it's an automatic pidyon job. It's automatic redeeming thing. That's what it is. There's no sci-fi. We'll see in the Gemara. The problem over here, it says, Bibbehemet Tameya. Bibbehemet Tameya, what's Bibbehemet Tameya? Well, what's the extra base? Bibbehemet Tameya, Padre Rekacha. So we darshan that it's trying to say that Hekesh has to always be similar to Behemet Tameya. Ma Behemet Tameya, Muyachedas. Shit Chilasa Hekesh, it's Chilasa Hekesh. Vekula La Shemayim. And since we know it's Bedek Abayis is also Kula Shemayim. Lafuke, let's say, a Shlomim, which is something you bring as a carbon, the Bailam owns part of it. He gets part of it to eat. So, but Bedek Abayis is always Kula Shemayim. Umayelim Ba, and right now we think it means regular Me'ila. Af Kol Shchitzulasa Hekdesh Kula Shemayim, Umayelim Ba. So Gemara first learns Pshat's Bryce is that in order to have Me'ila, it has to be first generation Hekdesh, which Gemara assuming Behemet Tameya is always first generation Hekdesh. Gemara's going to ask, Mehek Tesa. Maybe it's Behemet Tameya got a Hatfasa from something else. But Gemara names on this is always the first Chlosa Hekdesh. Kulo Shemaim, that makes sense. So the Loch is you only Mayer Limbahem by such a Hekdesh. That's what Gemara thinks right now. Omale Rabbalazo Latana. Rabbalazo says to Latana, I don't know what you're talking about. Based on a Kulo Shemaim, I understand what you're trying to say. That Me'ila is only by this type of hektesh, lemut the kach of kalam, kivin the islu lebayam mekavay. Last movie there's no meila. El tchilas hektesh lemut the mai. Tchilas hektesh who the isbe meila. Second hektesh meila. You tell me soif hektesh doesn't have meila. Second generation or third generation hektesh doesn't have meila. Of course it has meila. It's hektesh. So what are you talking about? And you could have also asked that the pasuk which Tosis asked, the Rambam's Mishnah, small Tosis. Tosis asks that this pasuk of Behemet Tameya is not even talking about Me'ila. It's talking about Pidyon. Where did Me'ila come in? Had a Me'it, like a cloud goddled by Me'ila, come into this pasuk? It's Ma'amash no Shaykhis. So Gemara says that here the word Me'ila means something else. Just like Me'ila, we know you pay a chaimish. That's what it means over here, a chaimish. Dimelin chaimish kamis, ukurev Yeshua ben Levi. Which means like this, that just like Behemet Tameya needs chaimish, it says only a tchilasai hektish needs chaimish, and Kula l'shamayim needs chaimish. Only tchilasa hektesh needs chaimish. Only hektesh rishon needs chaimish. And it sounds like kula l'shamayim also needs chaimish. Ma'il ma'am means it needs chaimish like me'ila. The only problem with that is that we know that there's din chaimish even by shlomim, which Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis asks, Tosis did maslim chaimish kamer. Pirish Rashi ma'il ba'am haino moisef chaimish v'teima v'aloi shlomim ain't a kula l'shamayim moisef chaimish. So he says, if you look at that Torah's kanim there, it's taka is marba. Even kachem kalim after that. So that's for this pasuk alone, you would think that in order to have it, in the chaimish has to be kul l'shamayim. At least we have a ribui for things that are not kul l'shamayim. But at the end of the day, we're bringing a raya to Rabbi Shua Bar Levi's halacha of hektish rishon. What's the raya? Because just like behemah tameya tchilasa hektish and it has chaimish, same too. Everything that tchilasa hektish has chaimish. Let me read it inside. Two lines on the bottom. Dimelim chaimish kamish kirshu Bar Levi amalei. In Hachimin, that's what that is, the Braisa. Omle Ravashi Ravina, Behema Tameya, So now, I have a kasha on your whole drasha. Who said behemah tameya is always tchilas hekdesh? Behemah tameya betchilas hekdesh isa beemtze hekdesh lesa? There's no emtze hekdesh by it comes to behemah tameya. You can't take hekdesh and redeem it onto money and take that money and redeem it onto behemah tameya. Why not? Like, why can behemah tameya be the next level? Amalei, I tell you pshat. And it takes three lines to develop the pshat. Since behemah tameya is not possible with seif hekdesh, which means the hekdesh is never the end user. Like Rashi says, the nehi b'seif hekdesh loy b'skachas l'mishum l'avim is be'achazia loy b'shakel l'binyan. You can't use it. So back in the Gemara, only rachav de Ravina, but emse hekdesh mi is amalei l'fish ainu b'seif hekdesh. Amalei rachav de Ravina, but emse hekdesh mi is behez, but emse hekdesh shak have second level loy stam v'chaimish. Amalei harehu k'seif hekdesh. It's like a drasha. Masayf hekdesh ain't a moisef chaimish because it's not possible. Af emtze hekdesh ain't a moisef chaimish. Therefore, emtze hekdesh ain't a moisef chaimish. And Rashi explains because there's a miyut in the pasuk, and the miyut in the pasuk teaching us that we look at emtze hekdesh like soif hekdesh, and just like soif hekdesh, since it's not possible, there's no chaimish on soif hekdesh by behemah tameya because it's not possible. Same too, emtze hekdesh, there's no chaimish by behemah tameya, and therefore. When it says Bib Behemah Tameya, it's teaching us that only something that's Tchilasa Hekdesh has Chaimish. That's the Pshat he says. So Mar, but tomorrow has a kash on this. Omle Rav Zutra Rabbi Rav Mar Levina. My Chazis, the Madamas Le'asayf Hekdesh. Nidmael Tchilas Hekdesh. I understand your whole drasha. Why is Emsa Hekdesh similar to Soif Hekdesh? Maybe it's similar to Tchilas Hekdesh. Omalei Mistavra L'Soif Hekdesh Havel Le'demuye. I think Emsa Hekdesh is similar to Soif Hekdesh. Shekein Nitfas Me'Nitfas. It's getting its kedusha from something else that has a kedusha. Adaraba, l'tchilas hekdesh havel demuyah, shekein devash yesh acharav kedusha, v'devash yesh acharav kedusha. Because both of them have something that happens after that. Masha'inkin, soif kedusha, has nothing afterwards. So Mora says, you're right. How do I know behemah tameya is dafka togon tchilas hekdesh? Kedah omar rava. Rava always dashes the extra hay. It says, ha'oila, oila rishayna, what are we referring to? The carbon tamid. How do you know the carbon tamid? That has to be the first carbon. The extra hay says the one that's meyuchid, the chash of a thing, the tamid shashacha. Hachana mi hatameya, tameya rishayna, which means the first hektish, that's what it means of hatameya, extra hay. And tanya kavasei de Rishu Balevi. We're going to end over this brisa. The brisa is a raya to Rishu Balevi. It's brisa, interesting brisa, has two parts to it. And at the end of it, it says this raya to Rishu Balevi. Rishu Balevi's shita is that the hektish shayna is no chaymish. What's this brisa? It says you take parazu, which is hektish, takas parasha, no, parazu is the parachulin, takas parasha hektish. You say, this para, I wanted to get the kedusha from the parasha hektish. Or, talazu, takas talasha hektish. Talaz is instead of talasha hektish. And here you didn't say the value of it. So halach is, hekdeshe padul. It works. Because the raisa, any type of chilul works, even if it's not the exact same value. But v'yad hektish al yoyna, which means like this. If the para that formerly was chulin was worth much more than the hektish, the entire para's chulin becomes hektish, even though it's much more. And if it's less, you have to pay up hektish to rest. That's the meaning of yodal yoyin, hektish yodal yoyin. That's this case. Next case, para zu b'chomesh shloim, takas para's hektish. He announces the price. Is this para worth 5 shloim? I want it to be instead of the para of hektish. Tal zu b'chomesh shloim, takas tal shah hektish. Hektish padi. It's hektish is padi. Now here it doesn't say yad hektish al yoyna. Zok tois is there a maskal talis. Tois says, it's more to the bottom, hachal loyga sin yad hektish al yoyna. You know why? The kibin shen eskaven lechal hektish afilu shav harbe al dava mu'et mechul. Here he said exactly, he knew exactly what the value was. He was trying to do this. Gedom shmuel, come on, it works. Av bereisha, what? The hektish? Whatever it is, makes a difference. Makes a difference.
How can hektish lose?
That's the halacha. That it works. The chil works. He says, "Avereisha shloi hiska shum shava lo yevadait liknas hektish." You don't want to fool hektish in this case. La'anis, the same word liknas. La'anis hektish el lechal loy shava v'shava lechein yashlim. Therefore, you have to mashlim. He says, only in the first case he didn't try to do this. They have to mashlim it. Mashaking the seifa, he was trying to do something wrong, but it works. He says, "I want this thing 5 shlam. I want the para that's hektish to be mechul on this, even though the para is worth 10 shlam." Halacha is, it's hektish padi. Now, if you look at Rashi is interesting because Rashi says, "V'hu yashlim." Rashi, very close to the Mishnah, "V'hu yashlim." Ram Shif says, he means like Taisus. "V'hu yashlim" means if it's not worth 5, you have to mash them until 5 because you said 5 of the Maisa. You have to mash them until 5. And the Brisa ends with this, that Al Hekdash Rishay Maisav Chaimish, Al Hekdash Shani Maisav Chaimish, Hekdash Rishay Maisav Chaimish, Hekdash Shani not Maisav Chaimish, because there's a din of Chaimish on Dafka, original Hekdash, and not on Hatfasa.